from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Mike Florio with Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Time to talk football with Mike Florio. He's at Pro Football Talk. Creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk is with us on The Score Hotline. Brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. What's up, Mike?
What's going on?
Mike, you're running a special on your book this week?
99 cents. You can't find anything for 99 cents. The ebook on Amazon through Saturday. I'm trying to get more people to buy it and read it so they'll buy the sequel. There is a selfish motive to all this. But at the end of the day, you don't make money writing books. I've learned that over the past few years between Playmakers and Father of Mine and On Our Way Home and Son of Mine and all the other ones I've written. I write because I enjoy it. You don't make money unless you come up with the next Harry Potter. So why not make it cheap? Give people something they can use as an escape from our troubled world. It's nice to go into another world and lose yourself in a good book, and then you close the book, and it's back to reality.
I will say that I've got some bad news about media now that you found that out about books. Just saying.
Wait till you hear about newspapers.
Wait till you hear about Ja'Marr Chase. What's going on there aside from Joe Burrow's haircut, which is another conversation?
Well, I mean, the Bengals are proving that the more things change, the more they stay the same, even though they have kind of fallen into this team that has a great roster because they were too stubborn in 2020 to entertain trade offers for the first overall pick. The Dolphins desperately wanted to come up and get Joe Burrow. The Bengals said, no, we're taking him. Burrow, who I have heard many times, if he was from Athens, Georgia, and not Athens, Ohio, would have refused to play for the Bengals. But they've paid him, and now they're going to play it cheap with the supporting cast. Franchise tag for T. Higgins. No contract this year for Ja'Marr Chase. And Mike Brown, the owner of the team, said the pie isn't getting any bigger. Of course it's getting bigger. It gets bigger every year. We see the salary cap go up and up and up. And Joe Burrow's in the early years of his long-term contract. The salary cap numbers aren't prohibitive. You can make this happen if you want to. The question is, do you want to spend your cash? There's a difference between cash and cap. And I think some owners hide behind the salary cap as justification for keeping the cash in their coffers. And I think that's exactly what the Bengals are doing. And they're hoping that Joe Burrow is good enough. You can combine Joe Burrow with all the cheap players that you can draft and you have under the rookie wage scale for 4 years at a clip. Maybe we don't have to pay big money to anyone else to make this thing work.
Meanwhile, there's another quarterback in focus for different reasons because of last night's Hard Knocks episode and what we learned from Joe Shane and what happened or didn't happen on draft day with the Giants. How do they go back to Daniel Jones and say, like, we believe in you. Go get him, big fella. Because it sure looked like they wanted any kind of avenue to move in another direction.
Another reason why it makes no sense to do the offseason Hard Knocks. Preseason, fine. You're talking to players. You're coming up with storylines that way. In season, you're in the grind. Offseason, the front office and its machinations are the only thing to focus on. And we're learning through this Giants series that they're all full of crap to a certain extent. They all say one thing and do another. They don't play their cards. See, this is the Giants showing their cards after the hand was played. And I don't know that that's good, because it does undermine the faith in Daniel Jones. And it will give media and fans, if the Giants sputter, it will give them ammunition to start calling for Drew Lock, because they already know the team is wobbly. And no matter how hard the team supports Daniel Jones, how fervently and zealously they say he's our guy, we know that they were looking for an upgrade. And I think it makes it even harder for Daniel Jones to be as good as he can be this year. And remember, that long-term contract, and this is one of the realities of quarterback contracts, is we're waiting for Tua and Jordan Love and other guys sign their deals. The structure is the key. Where is the escape hatch? For the Giants, it's after 2 years, and this is year two. And if it doesn't work this year, Daniel Jones is done.
Well, but somebody had to know that they were on camera. It's not like it's not like this is some secret. Like
I think Brian Daboll, out of all of the people that I've seen on that show, I think that he understood better than anyone else that they were on camera. He would always find himself like in the back of the room. The only time that he would really talk is if he was doing self-deprecating stuff. I think Joe Shane likes being on camera, but I think that he is unaware of how he is coming off.
But if you have those conversations, you've got to know they're going to be used. Like, people aren't that daft. Okay. Most people aren't that.
Let me say this. They had months to review these clips. They had months to edit these episodes. They had months to come to the realization, this probably isn't the best stuff to put out there into the universe.
Yep. Mike, how do you feel Tua's situation in Miami is going? And what's the difficulty of him trying to negotiate a contract when, sure, it's a prolific offense, but there are also all sorts of concerns when it comes to Tua?
Here's what I believe has happened so far. I don't know this, but I think that 24 years of doing this and seeing the patterns and understanding how the Dolphins operate and knowing that Tua wants a market value contract. The market is the market, as he said, and his people are coming up with statistical comparisons that show that he's every bit as effective as the guys who are at the very top of the market. I believe that what the Dolphins have done, or eventually will do, they'll make him an offer that is far better than his current circumstance. His current circumstance is $23.1 million for this year, with no promise, no commitment, no security beyond this season. So you offer him something in the 40s with a lot of injury guarantee and plenty of full guarantee, but that might have the ability for the Dolphins to pull the plug after a year or two. Remember, Derek Carr got his contract with the Raiders 2 years ago, and everybody's like, oh, look at this great deal. Yeah, after 1 year, you're done. So it could be the Dolphins are trying to give him something that's far better than what he currently has, but it's far short of what he wants. He wants to be in that neighborhood of 55. So if the Dolphins are in the neighborhood of 45, it's still a lot better than what he has. So you've got what you have, what you can get, and what you want. And the only way to get what you want is to hold out. Holding in, I guess, makes sense if you think you're on the brink of getting what you want. But if you know they're never going to give you what you want, the only way to get what you want is to say, I'm not coming. Go ahead and get your starting offense ready without me. And you're right. The injuries, the effectiveness, the Mike McDaniel offense. You know, there are people who think there's 20 other quarterbacks in the NFL that could do just as well as Tua in that offense. That works against his effort to get top of the market money.
This is my next question, and it had to do with the holdout versus the hold in. I like to think that the more when I try to think about something and set aside time to really think about it, I think I can understand it better. And in this case, the more I think about holdout versus hold in, I get even more confused.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That it seems like football culture has created this idea of, well, I'm holding out, but I'm still here with my teammates. I'm still part of the team. I'm not abandoning you, and you all get it, and we're all professionals, but I'm here. And then I'm thinking, if you're really negotiating, get out of there. Your teammates have to understand that you got to do what you got to do, and you don't have to be like, well, I'm here, but I'm not here. It's really kind of dumb. Like, if you're trying to drive the hardest bargain and make the team confront life without you, don't be there.
You're right. And Holden used to mean a guy is with his team and he's embellishing, exaggerating, or flat out fabricating injury. That's what it used to mean. It used to be a pejorative thing. Now it's become this alternative to staying away. You're there, you're not practicing, the team is fine with it. The problem is there's a point where the team isn't fine with it, like Roquan Smith and the Bears 2 years ago. There's a time where you got to go get your helmet and get ready. Week one is coming. So you don't have the same leverage. You don't exert the same pressure on the team if you're there, because the team knows at the end of the day, you're there. And it's a lot harder to leave than it is to never show up. So I'm with you. Don't show up. Yeah, you got to pay fines. That's fine, because if you're under your rookie contract, they'll waive the fines like the 49ers surely did with Nick Bosa last year. But staying away creates maximum pressure on the team. And the problem with the hold-in, like Tyreek Hill said earlier this week, oh, I think Tua will practice. He's too competitive. He won't stay out of practice. Well, dude, come on, support your player. You got to understand why he's not practicing. He doesn't want to get himself injured when he's on the brink of the payday he's trying to get. So I think it's better to just say, I'm out. I want what I want, and give me what I want, and I'm not showing up until I get what I want.
There's also a bit of reverse psychology to this. Like, you have to be able to walk away from some money knowing that you could walk away from all of it. If you're there and you don't want to get fined, then you need the money, which is losing leverage.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And look, people will say when a player who's under contract holds out, he's violating his contract. You have to honor your contract. And folks don't realize there are two contracts at play here, your individual contract with the team and the broader contract between the league and the NFL Players Association, which gives the players rights to stay away. If they're willing to incur the potential fines, they have every right to stay away. $40,000 a day for a guy like Tua. And when you're in your fifth year option, like Tua is, if you miss a preseason game, the fine is in the amount of a regular season game check. Now, again, they can waive it. One of the big wins for the NFL in the most recent CBA in 2020, the fines for guys on their second contracts and beyond are not waivable. I don't know how they enforce that, but they cannot be waived. That money must be collected from whatever the player is paid. So it's just more pressure on the player, but the player has rights to stay away. And I believe now look, sometimes you may swing and miss. You better be good enough and important enough and valuable enough to the team so that when you hold out, they'll take it seriously. Like if the long snapper holds out, they're going to say, all right, cut that guy and give me another long snapper. You got to be good. You got to be sure that it's going to get the right response. But if you're one of those guys, that's the way to get what you deserve. Stay away until they cave. And usually they do cave.
There are a lot of people that still have some questions about Jordan Love. I am not one of them. But when it comes to his situation, considering where this is going, what are the pros and cons of just paying him now? Because if you just try to kick this down the road, what you might end up having to pay him could be way more than what you'd have to pay him now.
Well, here's the key. He's not going to play for $10.5 million this year, and that's what he's due to make. And I wrote something yesterday trying to explain to folks, look, the low salary this year makes it easier for him to get to, if the goal is to get to $55.1 million a year and say, I'm the highest paid player in NFL history. And for some guys, you want that. Agents want that. They want to be able to say, look what I negotiated, now hire me to represent you in your contract talks. So because he's only at 10.5, the new money average that drives that big number we always see on Twitter from the usual suspects, it's easier to get to that number. Trevor Lawrence got to 55, even though I think it's like $47 million per year, which isn't anything to sneeze at, but it's not 55. So there's a way to do it. And again, The escape hatch is the key. How many years will the Packers be tied? At one extreme, you've got the Browns and Deshaun Watson, who are stuck for 5 years unless they're going to pay him to not play for them. Then you got the Derek Carr example I mentioned. Oh, 3 years, $40 million plus per year. And yeah, after one season, he's done. Where does Jordan Love fit on that spectrum? Is it a two-year commitment like Daniel Jones? Is it 3 years? When can the Packers say, you know, we thought we had a guy here that was going to be the next in the line of Favre to Rodgers to Love, and it just isn't working out. We got to move on. That's part of this. That's a huge part of this. When can the team say, oh, well, time to go forward and find a new quarterback?
So what's going on with this 18th game that we all totally saw coming, but everybody's pretending like they didn't see it coming?
You know, my good friend Peter King called me yesterday. Even though he's retired, I can tell he's missing it a little bit. You know, it's that time of year. And he pointed out to me something I didn't know. Lloyd Howell, the NFLPA executive director, had an interview with the Washington Post. And that was when Howell acknowledged there are high-level discussions already happening about 18 games. Peter pointed out that a few weeks ago, Howell was interviewed by Mike Jones of The Athletic. And one of Howell's quotes was, who doesn't want more football? I know I do. And my takeaway from this is, you got to play hard to get. You got to fight. Because if you don't fight the NFL on this, they're going to screw you. They are ruthless and they are relentless and they are going to grab territory like, I don't want to make any examples here that are going to get me, you know, oh, look at this quote that he put out there. Look at what he compared the NFL to. But the NFL is ruthless and relentless and they will grab territory. And they will, if you roll over, they will kick you until you roll over again. So at some point, the NFLPA has to stand up and say, we don't want to play 18 games. And if you eventually agree to it, you will have fought and gotten a better deal. I'm concerned they're not going to get the best possible deal for their players because they're just going to say, hey, we're all going to make more money if we play 18 games. Who doesn't want more football? Let's play more football. Let's get paid more. And they're not going to get the concessions that they could get if they agree to 18 games while this current CBA is still pending.
All right, I was writing down all of the references that you decided not to use right there. I wrote down, like, that could be the Third Reich annexing Sudetenland.
No, it could be more modern.
It could be Crimea. It could be Ukraine. I was joking.
Maybe guy who has a Super Bowl ring that he didn't earn.
Ah, okay. Got it.
Mike, is the Amari Cooper thing a template for what the 49ers can do with Brandon Ayuk?
I think Ayuk is looking for something that is more not short term. This is, he wants a deal like, not that he wants Justin Jefferson money, but, you know, Amari Cooper has gotten his second contract already. He signed for $20 million a year when $20 million a year was a lot to pay a receiver. Ayuk wants his first big second contract. And the 49ers just have to figure this out. He reported which causes him to lose leverage. He should have stayed away like Nick Bosa did last year if he was intent on getting the contract he wants. See, he's a team player. He's a good guy. He does everything they expect, and they use that against you. It's the 18-game example. The more compliant you are, the more they will take advantage of you. They know it. They play that game. I hate to be that cynical. They've made me that cynical. The good guys don't get taken care of. The squeaky wheel is what gets greased. And Brandon Ayuk, by simply requesting a trade last week and then showing up for training camp, he is not squeaking nearly enough to get what he wants.
Mike, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. See you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.